Greetings, cherished viewers. Welcome to today's edition of Healthy Living, where we return to the Houston Cardiac Association, or HCA, in Houston, Texas, USA, founded and directed by esteemed vegan cardiologist, Dr. Baxter Montgomery. The association's clinic offers state-of-the-art cardiovascular care and uses ancient methods of nutritional healing in its HCA wellness program. The core of the program is a plant-based diet to cure serious medical conditions. The program also uses group support to help patients make lifestyle changes and cure themselves. Here's Dr. Montgomery with more details.
Try to get individuals to comply 100% with a plant-based diet without any moderation or deviation from the program. So to get that type of compliance, we needed to create a program where there's a group of individuals and we inform them on the importance of a plant-based diet. I shared some of the scientific evidence with them. Mm-hmm. So they were empowered with the knowledge of why they're doing this. They were given the tools in the form of recipes. We also applied food. Part of the session, we go to a supermarket to work with them on how to select their foods and the like. And then also we lectured in terms of ordering out of a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So it became a hands-on program that really walked individuals through this approach of literally changing their lifestyle, thought with changing their mindset.
Last week, we met two patients who follow the HCA Wellness Program and learned that they had both experienced amazing recoveries from diabetes. As we discover today, many other severe medical conditions are also being treated through plant-based nutrition at the clinic.
Now, back in February, my husband and I were in the process of moving here from Denver, Colorado when I had a heart attack. No doctor here, and my granddaughter went on the computer, found Dr. Montgomery's number, and they told me to go to the emergency room, which I did. And that's how I got to meet Dr. Montgomery. And then when I came in on the 27th, I came here, and he told me what all was going on with my body. I had to have a stent put in my heart. And he said, now this is where it's at. You're not taking any more of your medication because I'm also a diabetic. He said, and this is what you're going to eat, which I did. I've lost about 30 pounds. I feel great. And so far, it's really helped because I suffered that heart attack for 4 days before I got help. Yeah, and my blood pressure has dropped. I was borderline high blood pressure. No longer. So I am improving. I had a spot on my arm here that was like eczema, and it has all went away.
Here's another patient who has successfully recovered due to Dr. Montgomery's care.
I came to see Dr. Montgomery because I heard about his nutrition program. I had been diagnosed with osteoporosis, and he recommended that I stop eating meat and dairy and go on raw foods. And as a result of that, the latest bone scan shows that my condition has reversed. Yeah. Before that, I had tried pills and they didn't work, but this worked. Also, I increased my exercise besides the good food, and I eat concentrated, vegetable-based foods all the time.
At the clinic's demonstration kitchen, patients learn how to prepare delicious, live, plant-based foods, such as carrot juice, fruit smoothies with blue-green algae blended in, red cabbage guacamole, and sunflower seed pate, all of which keep patients on the path to glowing health. The Houston Cardiac Association chef, Cheryl Pradia, tells us more.
Some people are hesitant the first day, and then when they come in the kitchen and they see the different ways that they can change their lives with the different food combinations, because some of them have no idea what's the alternative. And then all of the different herbs. Some people have never heard of all the different herbs that
right.
we use.
Right.
And how you can just take apple cider vinegar or even just lemon juice, balsamic vinegar, and add herbs and spices and agave nectar and make your own salad dressing. And to see them leave here after trying the different things, I just get so excited.
Right.
After these brief messages, we'll learn more about the Houston Cardiac Association Wellness Program. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living. The Houston Cardiac Association, or HCA Wellness Program in Houston, Texas, USA, uses plant-based nutrition to treat serious medical conditions and views dietary information as a means to empower and motivate participants. The clinic's founder, esteemed cardiologist Dr. Baxter Montgomery, instructs patients in the importance of avoiding unhealthy, fat-laden, animal-based foods.
It's not a matter of portion sizes, it's a matter of the biochemistry of the food. And if the biochemistry of the food is wrong, we should avoid it 100%. If I were to offer you a glass of water and say, oh, by the way, I put two drops of cyanide in the pitcher, you'd probably not touch the water. It's not because the cyanide is high in fat, high in calories. Two drops is in moderation. It's the fact that cyanide is a poison. You'd be concerned about the biochemical effects of just two drops of cyanide in your water. Similarly, we should be concerned about the biochemical effects of unnatural foods in our system.
Right.
And so you should avoid it in totality, not in moderation.
And also 100% compliance makes it simpler. And so when you follow the plant-based diet 100% without moderation, then over time you get rid of the cravings, you get rid of the sense of deprivation, and so it makes it easier to follow. In many settings, you know, moderation is recommended, and then moderation is something that we speak against.
Dr. Montgomery next provides an illustration of this concept.
Well, let's say I like to eat fried chicken three times a day. So then maybe someone comes and says, well, you should cut down. I'm 400 pounds. So I cut back. So I eat fried chicken maybe once a day. Or perhaps maybe eat twice a week. Eating fried chicken those 2 days a week will also be enough to impair my results. I may lose some pounds. I may have some improvement in my blood pressure.
Right.
However, the numbers will not fully correct. I'll still have enough fried chicken on my diet to require me to take medications, to require me to perhaps have some surgical procedure in the future, because the underlying disease process is still being fed by the poisonous food.
To help patients choose rejuvenating, nourishing foods, the Houston Cardiac Association staff informs them about its diet classification system.
It's on a 0 to 10 scale. I give them a diagram. 0 is at the core, and 10 is at the periphery. 10 is the standard American diet.
Uh-huh.
It's probably the worst foods that you probably consume, your fried bacon,
processed,
highly processed, and the like. 0 is the most healing, the most nutritious foods. So, for instance, an example of foods that are 0 would be raw juices, vegetable juices, raw fruit juices, and the like.
Dr. Baxter Montgomery has a far-reaching vision for the Houston Cardiac Association and foresees it offering even more assistance to the community by promoting nutritional excellence.
We are putting together a co-op. We're interacting with local farmers and growers. and interacting to bring healthy, natural food to their plate. Also, we hope to expand and develop gardening classes to teach individuals to grow their own food and how to select those foods and how to prepare those foods. We look forward to having a food pantry, the equivalent of a supermarket, where people go and consume or buy, you know, plant-based foods, minimally processed foods, that for the most part from the local area. Another area to be to support our community, our clients and patients, in another way, having a restaurant or having a detox facility. They're these simple individuals who may require overnight supervision or the like. So Houston Aquatic Association will eventually evolve and develop a overnight facility where individuals will come and detox for days or weeks at a time and that type of thing. So expanding the current concept, expanding the program to allow for a more supportive delivery system.
Dr. Montgomery outlines his goals for a healthier society.
In our society, we're spending lots of money on a healthcare system that's not really making us healthier. And so it's a tragic waste of resources. The type of results we're getting in such a short period of time, we keep data on our patients. We're seeing about a 50% reduction in medications after 4 weeks. That's just 4 weeks. You can extrapolate 6 weeks out, and you probably have a higher percentage of medication reduction. Just looking at medications alone, you can look at the savings. You can also extrapolate the hospitalizations that you're avoiding. The improvement in work productivity because people are feeling better. But you're enhancing productivity at the individual level just by applying this type of program to individuals that are sick. I think will have long-term effects that are very favorable. I think as individuals start to take responsibility for their own health, I think that we're going to start to see a change, a shift toward doing something better, something different.
For more about Dr. Montgomery, please visit www.HoustonCardiacAssociation.com.
Along with Dr. Montgomery and the rest of the Houston Cardiac Association staff, we anticipate a future of radiant health as more and more people embrace the nutritional excellence of a plant-based diet. We wish the association much success as it continues its inspiring, healing work. Wonderful viewers, we thank you for being with us today for Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Next up is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless all with vitality and well-being.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.